Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. I ask for the approval of the agenda. Are there any changes? Mr. Baker?
Yes, the second item under myself, proposed evacuation agreement, I'd like to defer on that. We're not quite ready.
Okay. Are there any other changes from council? If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
Make a motion.
Second.
Motion and a second to approve the agenda as amended. Ms. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Vincent?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Approval of the minutes from March 24th, 09. Does council have any changes or comments? If not, I'll accept those minutes approved by acclamation. Reading of correspondence, Mr. Griffin.
The first item is a letter from the Sussex Child Health Promotion Coalition, thanking council for sponsoring this year's community walk at Laurel High School, event called Spring into Health. The next item is an email, looks like it is from F.D. Wills to Mr. Phillips. Just read the article in the April 3, 2009 Coastal Point concerning homestead tax as an option. As a non-resident property owner for the last 27 years, I would like to mention a few items. First, we pay school taxes and have never had a child in Sussex County schools. We pay an additional amount for use of the state parks and fishing permits. We've added to the economy of the county by getting local workers for home improvements. I purchased 4 boats in Sussex County, do all our shopping in Sussex County during the 5 months we're here every year, and have contributed time, energy, and money to the community through our local church affiliation. Something to think about if you're going to rewrite the tax code. I'm sure that a good case could be made that we should not at a minimum pay school tax, and understand there has been precedence for this exclusion. Think all of us that consider Sussex County as our second home do not want to get away with anything, but would like a fair shake when items such as additional taxes for non-residents are being considered. Just some food for thought. Next, a letter from the Georgetown Boys and Girls Club thanking council for support of that organization, and sending a certificate thanking council for your friendship and support to our kids. And the next item is a note from Easter Seals, or a letter from Easter Seals thanking council for a contribution under the Human Service Grant Program. Next, a letter from Department of Education Secretary Lillian Lowry to Mr. Baker. I'd like to thank you and your staff for allowing us to use the Sussex County Administration Conference Room for public meetings on February 16 and March 4, 2009. And that's all the correspondence, unless someone else has something.
Does any council member have correspondence? If not, we'll turn the meeting over to our county administrator, Mr. Baker.
Thank you. First item of business is discussion and possible introduction of an ordinance to revise the fees for the clerk of the peace office. And as discussed last week, a proposal has been made to increase the fee charges for the clerk of the peace office. And with us today, we have Mr. George Parrish. The clerk of the peace and the budget committee are recommending changes to make the clerk of the peace office more cost effective by making some changes not only to the budget expenditures for next fiscal year, but also to the fee schedule. We have handouts similar to what you saw last week, that show projected revenues with a, based on the current fee structure, that would bring in approximately $65,745 per year, and with the proposed fees, $133,175. So there would be a difference of about $67,000. On the back of the handout, there is a comparison that shows the breakdown of the revenue and shows the current fees for each of the items, such as marriage license, renewal vows, marriage ceremony copies, etc., for Sussex, Kent, and for Newcastle. We also have, Mr. Griffin has worked on an ordinance, which, again, if the ordinance was introduced, then we would hold a public hearing 3 weeks from today and hear public input, and then the council could vote after the public hearing was complete. So I don't know if Mr. Parrish would like to make any comments. Or
Mr. Parrish?
Good afternoon. I'm the clerk of peace, George Parrish, serving at the pleasure and will of the voters of this wonderful county of ours. And I will believe firmly that any time we have an opportunity for elected officials to consider taxpayers first, we're obligated to do it. And I think it's wrong for the taxpayers to continue to subsidize services that are utilized by very few people. And these proposals that we're submitting to you clearly identify that we're expecting more people to pay the services and the realistic costs that are associated with the services rendered. And it provides a opportunity for us to thank the taxpayers of Sussex County for subsidizing this in the past. But if I'll invite your attention to the second whereas in this particular draft, it clearly states, with the current budget deficit being experienced by the county, that we had to take a different approach, and with excellent cooperation with Mr. Baker and his staff, we provided an innovative schedule, and we've also had some other management innovations that would result in taxpayers paying and not being subject to subsidizing our operation. And when you look at the eventual contrast between Newcastle County, Kent County, and Sussex County, this county council, who has the final authority, should take great pleasure and pride in embracing these new recommendations.
Any questions for Mr. Parrish?
Would you get married with these prices if you were a single man, say 20 years old?
Clerk of Peace, George Parrish lives for life, love, and happiness in Sussex County, and we reach out with member marriages 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. That's where our productivity has increased 60%, and people come here from Newcastle.
That's enough, please. Cut it off.
And we're happy to renew your marriage vows if you desire, Mr. Cole.
I'll give you a call. The only thing I would say is, like, explain when you say out of, like, marriage ceremony out of office. Would that be, like, on the beach?
That is correct. The only qualification that we did have, and we had talked to a couple people, we would ask your consideration when they say in the office. That's usually within this building. But considering the number of people we'll request to have this memorable marriage ceremony, is very popular, is in the Georgetown Circle. I would ask the county council to consider that the prices that we apply and charge for in the clerk of peace office.
Well, you could probably... you as the elected official could probably determine that, couldn't you?
I can implement that, but you all have the authority.
Okay.
And so that's out of the building. I would, if I got a sense from you all that you consider Georgetown Circle as the same as inside the building, I'd be delighted to implement it and make everybody happy.
No, I was just wondering, share your thoughts with us if you want. If there was a non-Delaware resident wanting to get married, say, at the beach, like they so often do, or in one of our parks or something. And 150, do you think we could maybe bump, do you do a lot of those for non-Delaware residents? I mean, what are the numbers?
We probably do anywhere from 30 to 50 a year.
I see $6,300 here. Is that, without looking everything over, is that a...
Yes, that was all based on factual and projections. And may I remind the county council...
I guess so you did about 42 of them.
Right.
That's pretty... Do you think the market would... I mean, if we raise that another $50 and maybe reduce something like on the, any of the other things maybe could be reduced? I don't know. I mean, we're going from 30 to 50
The $50 we expect to be a statewide fee. What is paramount, and it's part of this submission, that any fee that you see for a Delaware resident, it's automatically doubled for a non-Delaware resident because they don't pay taxes here.
Okay, I was just wondering if there was, of course, there's only been two of the renewals.
Right, we're hopeful that we will maintain at least this level, and I remind the county council that because we are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, which is unprecedented, for one single marriage on the beach, it either requires my deputy or myself to spend between 2.5 and 3.5 hours.
So if somebody comes in and gets a $50 marriage license, and then they want you to marry them, I go down here in office, for a Delaware, that's 50. So it costs them $100 to get married.
Correct.
Okay.
And I can assure you, based on market and all the other competing expenses and competing operations, that is an unbelievable low rate.
Mr. Parrish?
Yes, sir.
On C here, it says the fee providing a certified copy of a marriage license issued by the clerk of peace for Sussex County shall be, you have, for instance, $10, like it is being charged $10 a day.
Yes.
But I understand, and it looks like 25 here, it looks like we're going to raise it 25, but actually we're not going to raise that $25 a day. It's already 25, is that correct?
Your understanding is exactly correct. I testified in front of the General Assembly and the state legislators. They wanted to raise it, and I told them it usurped the authority of the Sussex County Council, and what they want to use, so they decided to put $15 additional cost on every certified copy of marriage license we issued, and those $15 by state law is automatically forwarded to the Council of Domestic Violence.
In other words,
exactly correct.
In other words, the state assumed that everybody got married had domestic violence trouble, so this money was go to that.
You're exactly correct, and your assumption is correct. I took exception to that and said that any activity like that should be funded through the divorce courts.
Absolutely.
They ignored my advice.
I have a question. That raised a question in my mind. What we're talking about here is the fee for a certified copy.
Yes, sir.
Is that now $10?
No, sir. It's $25.
Because it says on your fee schedule, 10.
It's $10 goes to the county, $15 goes to the state.
So it's already 25?
Yes, it is.
Total is 25.
Total is 25.
Is it staying 25?
Sir?
Is it going to stay 25?
To the best of my knowledge, yes. Now that the state has finally enacted it, they enacted this law. It was effective August 1st, 2008. The state failed to implement it, and so I told them what I thought about the state requiring the county to implement, not the state.
When are they going to start requiring us to send the $15 up there?
We already have, sir.
So we're giving them $5 more than we're taking in right now?
We're charging everybody $25 right now. Under state law, we have $10 authorized by you.
And all right, I understand.
The question is, with this implemented, will we now charge $40?
No, sir. It'd be $25.
And they'll still get their $15?
Correct.
Okay. Are there any other questions for Mr. Parrish?
I wonder why they picked on this particular one. Why they had to pick on that?
The history of that is that Senator Biden was trying to obtain additional federal funds because the Committee on Domestic Violence had their funds reduced, and the legislature at that time said that what we're going to do is raise all marriage fees because other states had done it. I protested. Other clerks of the peace protested. We were chastised in the public press, and we said that is a function of the counties to make that decision. That authority resides here. Now it's an excellent thing that I did that because this county council has authority to raise fees and benefit, and that money will go into the Sussex County General Fund, not to the state.
Sure, glad you was our representative.
Thank you.
One other thing. I wasn't told about that twist involving the same fee if it was outside that the circle would be considered in the office. And after I prepared it, I did run this by the clerk of the peace office and spoke with Ms. Becky Martin twice. And today was the first time I heard that. If you want to make the circle the same price as a marriage inside the office, I'd need to make a slight change in this in order to accommodate that.
I would go just a little further than that. Anything within walking distance whether it be in front of the courthouse,
well,
up the circle?
Well, I can maybe, you know, somebody could walk a long way.
Well, then walk it in. What, he gets extra spend
price
for
of gas.
And all
a lot
that.
Of people are walking with a price
and
of gas.
And the way we're moving our offices around, he may not always be where he is now. The clerk may not always be where he may be out somewhere else,
but
not near the circle.
Well, let's be reasonable here. Think about it. Suppose they want to get married up here in front of the courthouse. Why should we charge them for over here and not in the circle?
Well, that's on the circle. Why don't we just say on the circle?
Well, that, to me, the circle's exactly inside that road.
Oh,
anything red? The courthouse over there.
We'd probably be better, Sam, if we were specific, as opposed to just within walking distance. It could be interpreted by many people differently. So I'd rather keep it tighter if we can.
Right.
Like on the circle, in most people's mind, would be anything, any building, you know, touching the circle. Would be considered in office.
The brick hotels?
Brick hotel would be in office, maybe.
In the circle.
It's on the circle.
And you should be aware, and the point's well taken by the councilman, I've been privileged to officiate marriages in the new brick hotel.
Mm-hmm. I hope you're being paid for your mileage on all these.
Hopefully he can walk over there.
These excursions.
Excuse me, Councilman Wilson, I will walk over there, ma'am.
When you go to marry people on the beach, are you paid for your mileage?
I do claim mileage. I do not claim mileage here during the regular week, but on the Saturdays and Sundays and the holidays, and we, as you know, provide services 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So when I go out at midnight or 6 a.m., yes, I do charge mileage.
People have gotten married at midnight.
That's why, Councilman, when you made the offer about marriages, we will be happy to extend that to you.
But how many did you do last year at midnight?
We did two or three, one that was not legal, and one that we weren't sure we had a mother-in-law problem.
Oh.
Sometimes mother-in-laws believe that their daughters are marrying men that are not good enough for their daughters.
Does it make sense, though, to maybe to provide such a open-ended services like around the clock?
No.
I mean, do many clerks of the peace marrying men like yourself do that?
No, we are a celebrated case, and that's why the Sussex County has increased our productivity 6%. We have memorable marriage ceremonies, and we have the best anywhere on the East Coast.
Mr. Griffin, can this ordinance move forward without rewriting to address your concern? Is it something we could do at the point of public hearing? Or is there an adjustment you can make and provide us?
Well, I could read you what I would probably say. It would be under D on the first page.
Okay.
It would say the fee for conducting a memorable marriage ceremony for a Delaware resident in the office of the Clerk of the Peace for Sussex County or on the circle or in any building fronting on the circle shall be $50. I would certainly be happy to put this in amended form and get it back to you.
Do you prefer us wait on introduction until you did that?
Well, it's supposed to be in the form.
That was
in which
your strategy.
In proper form when you introduce it. So I would suggest we do that next week. We really can't vote to amend something that has not even been introduced.
Understood.
Well, we could leave some of his discretion on some of these charges, the limits of, you know, where you have to go, the cost and all that. So
the councilman's quite right, because if we made that adjustment for Delaware residents, we'd also have to make a corresponding change in non-Delaware residents, including that would be in-house, because we treat anything in-house in this building, because we have had marriages right here in this room, for example.
Or we could have Mr. Guy go make the change and bring it up a few minutes later on the agenda and get it done today, and it would be in proper form.
May I ask
Mr.
Ask Council, if you do that for Delaware residents, sir, may I also ask that that same language reflect for non-Delaware residents?
If there's no objection, I'll excuse Mr. Parrish and Mr. Guy to maybe work on that, and you can bring it back to us a little later in the agenda.
Thank you for your time and attention.
Okay, thank you, Council.
Did you get the wording?
Continue, Mr. Baker.
Yes. The next item is the administrator's report, and county offices. The first item is holiday schedule. County offices will be closed on Good Friday, April 10th. County offices will reopen at 8:30 a.m. on Monday, April 13th. In honor of the Easter holiday, the County Council will not meet on April 14th. The next regularly scheduled meeting of the County Council will be on April 21st at 3 p.m. surplus vehicle report. Proceeds totaling $35,685 have been received from the sale of surplus county vehicles, which occurred on March 10th. 19 vehicles plus a generator were sold. The average amount received is $1,784 per item. Prescription drug discount cards. As per the attached news release, the county continues to offer free prescription drug discount cards through a partnership with the National Association of Counties. Approximately 16,000 cards have been distributed throughout the county since the program began in late 2007. As of February, more than 6,100 prescriptions have been filled, saving users an average of $1,466 per prescription for a total savings of almost $115,500. Cards are available here in this building at the counter with a security guard at all 14 public libraries, as well as various town halls. County staff is now working to place the cards in many local participating pharmacies. Thank you.
Thank you. Any questions for Mr. Baker?
I went to the Sussex County on Aging breakfast yesterday, and I had a case of those prescription cards. And everybody, every manager of the CHEER centers and all the aging centers were there all throughout the county. And the case of cards is gone, and I need good. More. They were very, very well received. And so we have them distributed all throughout the county at all the CHEER centers and all the centers.
Great. Okay.
Yeah. Well, so
we will order more, and I think Mr. Guy is,
we have more on order,
more on order now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Any other council members have comment for Mr. Baker? If not, we'll turn the meeting over to Ms. Webb.
Thank you. Today I have an ordinance for introduction, and you received a draft copy of this ordinance in your packet, but I'll pass one down again. This is to set rates for the Dagsboro-Frankfort Sanitary Sewer District Prince George's Acres expansion. Typically, our rates for all our many sewer districts are set with our budget. The assessment rate, the connection fee, and the service charge are all set at that time. But sometimes throughout the year, we have districts that come online where I would need to bill, so we'll set a rate at that time, specifically smaller expansion areas or subdivisions. This ordinance is to establish the assessment rate for Prince George's Acres, which is an extension of the Dagsboro-Frankfort Sewer District. This sewer project is for the unserved portion in the Prince George's Acres subdivision within the Dagsboro-Frankfort Sewer District that's already been established. This wasn't served originally at the time because of funding and that most of it was still undeveloped. Prince George's Acres will serve 28 existing homes. This project is funded by a USDA grant of $95,000 and a USDA loan of $500,000, with the terms being 4.25% for 40 years. The assessment rate is $5.51, and this is broken out between the collection rate of $4.86 and the transmission rate of 65 cents, totaling to the $5.51. The assessment rate, based on the front footage, covers the annual cost of the debt service, which is the amount borrowed for the capital to build this expansion. This will be billed on the annual tax billing. The connection fees of $5,828 will be funded within the project costs. The service charge for the Dagsboro-Frankfort Sewer District is currently $252.48, and it's approved with the annual budget. The Prince George's Acres will have the same service charge because they are an extension of the Dagsboro-Frankfort Sewer District. So after the ordinance is introduced, we will have a public hearing on this in 3 weeks, and anyone in that district can take the time and speak if they wish.
Okay. Any questions for Ms. Webb? It is my district, and I'll introduce it.
Thank you.
Yeah. Mr. Godwin.